Hello, Marco Werman here, host of the public radio news program, The World. Each week on the show, we feature great music from all over the globe, and we share it with you here on the Global Hit Podcast. To kick things off, today, an artist I met at South by Southwest. Now, I spent most of last Friday and Saturday down in Austin with a group of musicians who performed decidedly non-Texas music. That was at the Contraband Showcase of music from the countries named on Trump's travel ban. But for a few hours anyway, I listened to music that felt totally hardwired to Texas Hill Country and Americana.
Traveling mercies, my lover, my friend. Traveling mercies till I see you again.
Hi, my name is Emily Scott Robinson. I'm an Americana singer-songwriter based out of Austin, Texas.
I saw Emily perform this song she recently wrote called Traveling Mercies.
These days have been dark. These days have been dark. Feels like our world is coming apart.
She released the song back in December, but with Trump's travel ban a month later, it suddenly took on a personal relevance.
My heart kind of broke upon hearing that news. My husband is a green card holder. He's from Bulgaria, so he's not on one of the banned lists, but I used to work with green card holders and immigrants and refugees from other countries as a social worker, so this is something that's really close to my heart.
In the blue liberal oasis that is Austin, or in Dallas, or along the border, Emily Scott Robinson can find a receptive audience for this song. But in the rest of Texas, which is almost entirely red and voted for Trump, she's given Traveling Mercies more of a soft launch.
To be honest, I think if I said on mic, I'm married to an immigrant, a man who's the love of my life and not from this country, I think it would maybe challenge people's beliefs a little bit.
I've been praying so hard, praying so hard, praying so hard, might shatter my heart.
I think people need to see a white girl talking about how she's married to an immigrant, you know, in the middle of West Texas. I think it's a good thing. Yeah.
I sing traveling mercies, my lover, my friend. Traveling mercies till I see you again.
The lovely voice there of Emily Scott Robinson serenading us.
Out on that road, traveling mercies, may love bring you home.
British music producer Will Holland is best known by his stage name, Quantic. He's long been fascinated by Colombian music. For years, he's worked with Colombian bandleader Mario Galeano on a project called Onda Tropica. Their new album is called Baile Bucanero, and it explores the music of one small Caribbean island that is now a part of Colombia, but was once an English colony. That's how it got the name Old Providence.
I would say to anyone who hasn't heard the sound of Onda Tropica before, I'd say it is a reimagination of Colombian tropical music. There's so much richness that has gone overlooked over the years because much like in blues in America that you had record labels taking very, very regional hits that meant something just to a very small handful of people in a certain region of the States and made them widely popular. The same thing happened in Colombia. So you had these very regional styles that became like household names. And a lot of the people we wanted to work with were people who were part of that kind of first big wave in the 50s and 60s. So Mary and I had both been introduced to music from Old Providence. It's a really small island. Old Providence itself is a really small island. You know, you can kind of get on the back of a motorbike and make your way around it in probably 20 minutes. It's really beautiful. It's super green, luscious, tropical. People are very friendly. They play mandolin there. They play La Quijada. They play this donkey jaw or horse jaw where it's the whole jawbone and the teeth are scraped. And it's really hard to play. Old Providence has kept a lot of these eccentricities of its Anglo-Caribbean past, basically. And as soon as we got there, we realised that there were all these characters that we just really loved and had a lot in common with, and we wanted to kind of present to a wider audience. It was just a great time. We ended up having loads of late nights playing music with locals and drinking too much of like the local homemade rum, bushy rum. It just a lot of late mornings and late evenings. And as a band, we made new discoveries and tried new things as well, which was really, really nice. Yeah, so this is one of the tracks that we recorded sort of at the height, in the kind of middle of the recording session. You got the vibe of the island now. Everyone's spent a few days there and dipped in the ocean. It had some soft-shell crab. We've been down to see the horse races on the beach, and then came up and made this record at the studio. This is Mario's composition, Lazalipso. Got the horse jawbone there, mandolin, fuzz guitar, and drums. And then Shalaboom is on the vocals. It's getting dark in here.
That was British music producer Quantic and Colombia's Mario Galeano. Their collaboration is called Onda Tropica. This music came from outer space, or so some people on the island nation of Cape Verde thought, maybe. And bear in mind, this story has not been substantiated. A ship left Baltimore sometime in March of 1968, headed for Rio de Janeiro. It disappeared and then was later found marooned with no crew, just off the Cape Verdean island of São Nicolau. But the cargo was still there, the latest electronic keyboards from Moog, Korg, and Hammond. Some local police allegedly nabbed the goods, and the keyboards eventually found their way all over the islands. Other Cape Verdeans who saw the devices were convinced they were not from planet Earth. Like I said, that story is not confirmed. It's a good one, though. Chances are most of Cape Verde's exposure to electronic keyboards came from emigres traveling back and forth to Europe. Whatever the case, there is no shortage of evidence that from the 1960s on, Cape Verdean artists cranked out lots of traditional rhythms on machines that made cosmic sounds, like this track from a new collection called Synthesize the Soul, Astro-Atlantic Hypnotica from the Cape Verde Islands, 1973 to 1988. This is a band called Nos Criolla. Rhythms hundreds of years old on machines that must have seemed like science fiction. We leave you with another taste of electronic Cape Verde. This great Afro-Cuban groove from Cape Verdean singer Abel Lima, recorded sometime in the 1970s. What's old is new again.
Vai farmácia, compra senhora biberão. Vai vai farmácia, compra uma dama biberão. Me põe na fila, sabida para São Pedro. Para o meu editor, ela pensa que ela flabe nada a mim.
You've been listening to the world's Global Hit Podcast. To find out more about our program and other news and culture features, head over to PRI.org. I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.